I speak to you in the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. You know, a lot of us in here are strangers to one another. Many of us have never met before, and there's a really good chance that we aren't going to meet again. I mean, we've got visitors from out of town who are here only to see the grandchildren perform, which is awesome. We've got folks here who were dragged kicking and screaming, and you know who you are. Right? And some came because they believe going to church on Christmas Eve, especially in the South, is just the right thing to do. There are even people here who have been looking forward to this very night and this very service for 364 days because it's their favorite night of the year. No matter the reason, we found ourselves here tonight, together, strangers though we may be. Our differences are more than just the reasons that brought us here tonight, though. All of us have come to this place feeling something different or believing something different. Among the voices singing songs of praise tonight are people who believe every single word of this story, this old, old story that we all know so well. There are those whose faith has all but died, who used to believe and might want to believe again, but right now they just can't. I know what that's like. I've been there. There are those of you who delight in the fact that you have never believed, and you are resolute in the fact that you will never believe. Some have shown up tonight happy, overflowing with joy because of this holy night. And some of us have brought deep wells of pain and sadness. We all bring different baggage to this wonderfully beautiful occasion. And deep inside, deep down at the bottom of who we are, our hearts beat for different reasons, and our passions ignite for different reasons. Even still, no matter what we believe about the story, and no matter what feelings brought us in here that we've brought with us tonight, we have found ourselves together here tonight, strangers though we may be. But there is actually something that every one of us has in common, and it lives at the bottom of the deep place of our hearts. The need to be loved, to be touched, to be held and embraced. The need to be affirmed at that deep down place within us. The need to be accepted, no matter our story, right? No matter our citizenship, no matter the language we speak, or the color of our skin, we all need to be loved and embraced and told that we are beautiful. See, right now, I bet there are some of you whose hearts are beating a bit faster because you know what I'm saying is true, but you yourself don't feel that kind of love, that embrace. I know what it's like to feel unloved and unworthy. I know what it's like to feel like I don't belong. I know what it's like to ask those kinds of questions over and over again and still come away with uncertainty. So, on behalf of the living God, let me make myself abundantly clear right now. Every single one of you belongs right here tonight. Every single one of you is right where you should be, right where you're supposed to be. You are right where you belong. Whether you're a longtime member of St. Peter's or a first-time visitor, tonight you have a seat at this table. Tonight you are invited to a banquet and a feast, the likes of which not even the most glorious Christmas dinner can compare to. Beloved, it is my joy and my delight to join with St. Titus in declaring as clearly and as loudly as I can, for the grace of God appeared, bringing salvation to all. Hey, did you catch it? Those three little words, salvation for all. Not for some, not for the elect, not for the perfect, not for the holy ones or those with all the power. Salvation for all. Doesn't matter who you love or what you believe. This is a gift for you. That word all means you are a part of it. It means you, it means me, it means the ones we love, and it even means the ones we hate. Salvation for all. It's these three words that give me the strength and the power and the compulsion to declare to each one of you, you are loved. You are beautiful. You are good and you are holy and you are loved by God beyond measure and without limit. You are the reason God became flesh in Jesus Christ. You are the reason God set aside all power and might to join us in our struggles. You. You, dear people of God, you, dear children of God, you who have felt out of place and excluded, you are wonderful and beautiful and are the object of God's desire. You who have felt ignored and unwanted or unloved, you belong right here. You matter. Your life matters to me, to us, but most importantly to God. Some of you are listening right now and ignoring everything I have to say. And that's okay. I'm still glad you're here. Some of you are listening and don't need to be reminded of this truth because it is always at the forefront of your mind. And for that, I give profound thanks. And if I'm honest, I'm a little bit envious. But there are those who hurt, who feel unloved and unwanted. Those who came here as a last resort for some hope. Those who feel like they are overcome by gloom or pain or despair. If I could preach all night, I still wouldn't tire of reminding you of this beautiful truth. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. This light shines on you. There is no land in shadow. There is no land suffering under the cloud of impenetrable gloom. You are right where you belong, right here in a place that values you, that affirms you, that loves you, that is delighted to remind you that God came among us in the flesh to know what it means to be human, to save us from within. You matter to me, to us, to God. I don't know. It kind of sounds like in here, we aren't really strangers after all. We're family. For the grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation to all. To all. Salvation to all. Amen.